The Irish Book Week is on, the time we celebrate the talented authors from around the country. Janet Hawkins is here from Blessington Bookstore. Hello to you, Janet.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning. Thank you for coming in to us to celebrate everything to do with books. Books are back. Kindles are, well, not as popular as they used to be.
No, the book never really went away. Irish authors are some of the best in the world. Do you know, Declan, that we have almost more authors per capita in Ireland than in any other country in the world, apart from Iceland? And as readers, we read more books than almost any other country in Europe. Creativity is in our DNA. It's what we do. We're good with words. And Irish Book Week is all about celebrating Irish authors, Irish publishers, Irish interest books, and of course, Irish bookshops.
But our population, is it good enough to support all these authors?
Absolutely. As in many things, we punch way above our weight when it comes to books. We have a new publishing houses such as Tinder Press with award-winning authors like Mike McCormick and Emily Pine. We have the family-owned O'Brien Press have been producing award-winning Irish books for children for years now. So definitely the Irish literary world is alive and well and keeping us all going. So with this week we want to celebrate that creativity and we want to celebrate Irish books and Irish authors. Now you may not know it, but on your phone, on your smartphone, if everybody who's not driving gets out their phone and goes to the App Store on either an Android or an iPhone and they go look for Ireland Bookshop Search, they'll find an app that will show them where their nearest bookshop is. So this week, if everybody that loves books would go into their local bookshop and nearest bookshop and have a look at Irish published books, that'd be really great.
Gender breakdown. There seems to be a lot of women.
There are, though, mind you, one of the books we have two male authors in store this week. Two of the events that we're doing this week to celebrate Irish Book Week are this evening we have Paul Fitzsimons and Cormac O'Keefe together with Vanessa Fox O'Loughlin talking about how to write and publish a book. And on Thursday we have another male author. We have Ken Boyle, who together with Tim Desmond wrote The Murder of Dr. Muldoon, a true story of Dr. Muldoon, who was shot dead in 1923 in Mohill. A suspect's priest, a widow's fight for justice. Truth stranger than fiction. So I think the gender balance is in there, okay.
Yeah, it's just that maybe I'm getting a different view from the women who come in. And I have to say, years ago, women would come in and do what could be termed disparagingly chick lit or whatever, but it seems to be crime novels. And women are particularly good, I think, at writing crime novels.
We are, yes. In fact, three of our best-selling authors at the moment are Patricia Gibney with her Lottie Parker books. Her seventh Lottie Parker book came out this month. And Alex Barkley. And Alex, you may think, is man, but it's a woman.
No, we certainly know Alex from Holtz, who's living in West Cork, I
absolutely,
think.
Yeah. With her new book, I Confess. And Joe Spain, who, again, you may think is an OE, but it's J.O. Spain.
Well, you mentioned Vanessa Fox.
Writes as Sam Blake, absolutely. Yeah. And Joe Spain's latest book, Dirty Little Secrets, is doing very well for us. So I have to say, you're right. When I look at my list of best-selling crime novels here, they are all women.
Indeed. So we want to celebrate. We want to make sure people know about books. You were saying that Irish audiences consume more books per capita than other places.
We do. We have a great tradition of storytelling. It's what got us through the long winters in the olden days, and that's continued. And I think it's something that we really should celebrate and give plenty of attention to. How many times have you driven past a bookshop and thought, oh, isn't it nice that there's a bookshop there? And you always intend to go in. This week is the week to go in, to stop the car and go in and just engage with your local bookseller, hear about the latest Irish books, Irish interest books, and enjoy our creativity.
What could be done to even improve it, you know, that Irish books could be the centre? I mean, are there disadvantages? Is there VAT? Is there big stores creaming off the top tens and various things like that?
Well, there are two things that the Booksellers Committee in Ireland are working on that would make a huge difference. One is to get the Irish bookshop as a focus for Bord Fáilte, because your bookseller knows an awful lot about the area, about the local stories, and really Irish bookshops are ambassadors, culture ambassadors. So there is definitely a role for Bord Fáilte and Tourism Ireland to support bookshops and encourage the culturally curious tourists coming to Ireland to go around all our bookshops using the bookshop app. That is definitely one thing we can do. And there is something that is happening in the EU already, in the Netherlands and in Belgium. For the first 6 months after a book is published, you can't sell it below price, below its recommended price. And that means that the first flush of enthusiasm when a book is selling well, everybody's playing on a level playing field. Then Amazon can't sell it at half price, or any of the big players. And that gives all of us a fair chance. And the author will also get a fair return on the work that they've done. We should never forget that, because when we put pressure on the price of books, not only is it making it contracting the market to the big players, but it's also denying the author a fair return for the work that they've done and the joy they're giving us with the work that they have done.
We mentioned fiction. How about non-fiction in Ireland?
Non-fiction is absolutely... is another of our fortes. On our non-fiction, what's doing very well at the moment is Valerie Cox's book, Growing Up in Ireland. Huge interest in that. Michael Harding is such a lovely man, such a good storyteller. His book, Chest Pain, is doing very, very well for us. Joe Duffy's book, Children of the Troubles, in any time would be a must-read book. But certainly at the moment, with Brexit, with the amount of navel-gazing that's going on, with the amnesia about the terrors that we as a country have been through in living memory in our lifetimes, Declan, that's a book that we should be all looking at. Jamie Heaslip, for those rugby fans that have got over the pain of the Rugby World Cup or need a bit of solace, that's a good read. Christy Dignam with his My Crazy Life World.
Story,
that's doing very well. On the and Vicky Phelan, of course, with her book Overcoming. Alice Taylor, it's just wonderful. Carrying on writing wonderful books, well into elder years, should I say. Her new book, As Time Goes By, is doing very well. And The Village of Bernadette by Colm Keane and Una O'Hagan. That's an interesting book.
Yes. So this is the week to celebrate all books, especially Irish authors. And your special nights are when, Kelly?
So tonight we have, for those who ever wanted to write and publish a book, we have that panel discussion that starts at 7 o'clock with a glass of wine. And at 7:30 the panel discussion will begin. And on Thursday evening we have Ken Boyle again at 7 for 7:30 on Dr. Muldoon and the true story of the cover-up and nefarious doings up in Mohill in County Leitrim in the 1920s. For the children, at 2:30 tomorrow we have the wonderful Alan Nolan, writer and illustrator of children's books, 7+, free event, refreshments, not wine for the children, I promise you, it'll be orange juice and cookies for them. And on Friday at 2 o'clock we have Dolores Keaveney, who has written some lovely picture books for children, and that's suitable for 5+. All of these events are free. No reason not to come. Phone the bookshop to be sure of a place. That's 045 857 730. Or find us online on blessingtonbookstore.ie to be sure of a place. These events are filling fast and they'll be well worth the effort.
Great. And all free. Well, it's more than a bookstore, of course, in Blessington, with coffee, etc. Janet Hawkins from Blessington Bookstore. Thank you very much indeed. We must mention other places like the Bridge Bookstore and Dubray Books and places like that on the eastern side of the county too. Enjoy Irish Book Week. Thanks very much indeed, Janet. Good to see you as always.
Thank you, Declan.
Thank you.